Excerpt, Chapter 6, Baptism by Fire. The war had reached a stalemate outside the city of Lyman. Russian forces, determined to push deeper into Ukraine, had set up heavily fortified positions, using the dense forest as cover. The Ukrainian battalion Ethan had joined was tasked with scouting the area and disrupting supply lines. It was a dangerous mission, and everyone knew it.
"We are close,"
Ivanov whispered, motioning for the group to halt.
"Keep low and stay quiet."
Ethan moved to the front, ignoring the nervous glances from the men beside him. He'd taken the brunt of every fight since he arrived, using his strange gift to shield those around him. He knew the others were afraid for him, but they didn't understand. He couldn't die, and he couldn't stand by while they risked their lives. The attack began in a blur of noise and motion. Gunfire erupted, and the once silent forest was filled with the deafening cacophony of war. Ethan surged forward, charging the convoy head-on. A bullet hit him in the shoulder, spinning him around, but he didn't falter. He ripped a rifle from a Russian soldier's hands and used it to kill him swiftly. He heard the sharp crack of a sniper rifle, felt the impact as the bullet pierced his skull and everything went black. When he opened his eyes, he was on the ground, staring up at the broken canopy of trees. His vision was blurred, his head pounding, but he was alive. He could see the panic in the eyes of his comrades. They thought he was dead. He pushed himself up, ignoring the blood trickling down his neck. Excerpt, Chapter 13, The Weight of Leadership. Ethan sat on a crumbled stone wall near what had once been a school. He held his rifle loosely in one hand, and the other resting on his knee as he gazed out over the desolate scene. Ethan had seen this before, far too many times. Victory was a hollow word when it was paid for in lives. The faces of the men they'd lost today haunted him. Young recruits, seasoned fighters, men who had laughed and joked around the fire just last night. Now, they are gone.
"Coffee," Demetrio said gruffly, handing Ethan a cup. "Or what passes for it these days?"
Ethan accepted the cup, but didn't drink. He stared into the dark liquid, his mind elsewhere. After a long moment, he broke the silence.
"How many?"
he asked, his voice low.
"Six,"
Dmitro replied. Taking a seat beside him, he lit a cigarette, the flame briefly illuminating his weathered face.
"Good men. Brave men."
Ethan's jaw tightened.
"They followed me into that fight. They trusted me. And now they're dead."
Dmitro exhaled a stream of smoke, watching it dissipate into the night.
"You think this is your fault?"
"Isn't it?"
Ethan shot back, his tone sharper than intended.
"They believe I can't be killed. They think following me will somehow protect them. But I'm not invincible. I can't protect them from bullets or bombs.